Hello everybody, welcome to the TriStar Gym Channel. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about what's going on with COVID-19, the gym, what's happening in Canada. Things are getting crazy. The government is getting very, very aggressive with this COVID-19 protocol here in Canada. And now, there's lots to talk about. Before that, I want to wish my good friend Joe Rogan a speedy recovery. I heard that Joe got COVID. And I'm happy to hear he's already feeling better and he's going to be filming again. So a speedy recovery to my friend Joe. And I just turned on the social media and I saw these guys attacking him in on their platforms. And I wanted you guys to have a listen. Let me make some comments on this.
Vaccine misinformation.
What's up, everybody? Major retired Richard O'Jett here. And it amazes me the level of stupidity, ignorance, arrogance, and idiocy that some people are willing to go to prove a point. And yes, I'm talking about Joe Rogan and his approach to COVID-19. Here is a man that has one of the loudest microphones in the world, and he could use that platform to help save lives and help bring all of our lives back to normal. All he has to do is tell the truth. Vaccines are safe, and everyone needs to trust the science, trust your doctors, trust the medical community, and just take the damn shot.
I love that argument. Just take the damn shot. That's a brilliant argument, guys. I'm not speaking as an MMA trainer now. I'm talking to you guys as somebody who studied philosophy for 20 years. I went to university just for this. The man is using what oftentimes is referred to as the bandwagon fallacy. Everybody's getting the shot. You got to get the shot. He said, you know, it's safe. It's proven scientifically. What study did he reference? He gave us no reference whatsoever. We cannot cross-examine his position. He said, look, it's safe. Science says it's safe. Which science? What study? What level of scrutiny is this study under? Now, I know a lot of you guys are going to have plenty to say about what evidence is proof, what evidence is not proof. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is knuckleheads like this that are not medical experts. I'm not a medical expert. I'm not here to tell you guys what to do with your health. I'm here to talk to you about what I plan to do with my health. And why I'm making those decisions and what I plan to do with the gym, the TriStar gym. I am not a medical expert. None of this is medical advice. This is my own personal opinion and how I'm managing my own health. Joe Rogan made a statement that I completely agree with. If you're young and healthy and fit, maybe you should think twice before getting the shot, before you put something foreign in your body that you don't know what it is. And these men are telling you that it's good for you, but they also have an incentive. Whenever there's money on the table, guys, I'm not the most trusting person. These people are becoming rich. Okay, a lot of people have incentives. Pfizer is already I saw pieces, $11 billion. They've made $11 billion on the shot. Now, that doesn't disprove that the shot worked. It just shows that there's an incentive. There's money on the table. Whenever there's money, nobody here distrusts science, okay? Not Joe Rogan, not me, none of us. None of us who are rejecting the shot, which, by the way, guys, I've taken the shot. I'll talk about that later in a little bit. People who don't want the shot are not people who deny science. This knucklehead here, this guy trying to ram his opinion down our throat, which I highly, highly dislike, his attitude, his demeanor. He insulted Joe Rogan, calling him dumb or whatnot, stupidity. Like, who the hell are you? He's now taking himself as an authority to judge who is sensical and who is not. He's not a medical expert. That's not his opinion. That is not his position. Yet, people who've taken the vaccine want to ram it down our throats. And we're rejecting it. Now, why are we rejecting it? Because we've been lied to by the government. It's not a question of distrusting science. It's a question of distrusting the government. Do they have another agenda? Why do they want to give us this injection so bad? Here in Quebec, you can enter the lotto if you have an injection. You can get a free hamburger, a free hot dog. Like, they're trying to give us these petty little gifts. But get the vaccine. We'll give you this petty little gift. We'll give you this free hat. Take the vaccine. Hey, why would I want the vaccine so badly? New York Times came out with an article saying that people dying from COVID are obese, elderly, and have pre-existing condition. If you fit none of these three, your chances of being hospitalized or dying from COVID are extremely low. So there's one evil on one side. There is a danger, even though it's extremely low. And then there's this other evil on the other side. Putting this vaccine in your body where we don't know and nobody knows, not this, especially not this knucklehead on the internet, especially not this knucklehead, I forget his name, who's insulting people who don't want to get vaccinated, which I believe Joe Rogan is actually vaccinated. Somebody told me he was vaccinated. He's saying that he's so certain that this vaccine is safe. How does he know? This is my question to all of you who are ramming this, trying to force this vaccine on everybody. This is my question to all of you. How do you know? What long-term study can you guys point me to that shows the safety of this vaccine? I'm going to put that in air quotes. Can anybody please put in the comment section, what long-term study is there in existence here for this particular vaccine that proves the safety of it in the long run? I'm talking 20, 30, 40, 50 years. They want to give this vaccine now to our children here in Quebec. At 12 years old, they want to vaccinate you. My son, I refused to get my son vaccinated. The statistics for 19 and under came out in Canada in April. If you're 19 and younger, the death rate in Canada, and this is the government statistics, not mine here, boys, I'm not making this up, it's 0.0. 0.0. Okay, why the hell would I put, why would I give my son a vaccine if the death rate in his group is 0.0? Now, a lot of you are going to say, well, it's for transmission. There's no proof of that. Show me one study that shows that the vaccine lowers the rate of transmission. I have one of my students who got tested positive for COVID. He was double vaccinated and they're isolating him, saying that you could still spread it. So even if you're vaccinated, it may lower the chances. Okay, there's one evil on the table, meaning that, you know, the vaccine can help you stop spreading COVID. That's a good thing. So if you don't take it, that would be bad. But here's the other bad thing. You're giving my son something. Here's the other doubt I have. You're giving my son something that I don't know how it's going to affect him in the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years of his life. I don't know, and neither do you. It's impossible to know unless you have a double-blind study. Even with a double-blind study, we can't say we know for certain. It depends, you know, on the scrutiny of this double-blind study. What level of scientific proof do we have? There are levels of scientific proof. What is it that we have? Please put it in the comment sections. The most rock hard, most rock solid evidence you have that if I give my son this vaccine, you assure me nothing will happen to him in the long run. You can't. There is no such study. The thing is brand new. It's unknown. It's unknown. Belief and knowledge is not the same thing. This knucklehead on the internet trying to force and twist our arms to give vaccine to a population, to a demographic, that doesn't have any risk of COVID-19. They're literally still at 0.0. My son right now cannot play extracurricular activities. He can't play soccer after school. He can't go to certain places to eat. I can't take him to a restaurant here in Quebec. For those of you who don't know, in Quebec now, if you want to go in any public place, you need to have a vaccine passport. They check your QR code. They want to see that you've been double vaccinated. So if you're not vaccinated, stay home. You can't go to the movies. You can't go to a concert. You can't go to any public area, pretty much any public area. You cannot sit down to eat. You cannot come to the gym, which is a major problem for us because many fighters, many athletes don't want to get vaccinated. Yet knuckleheads like this politician assume the high ground. Because he's saying, look, he's got science on his side. I'm asking here openly on the internet, please somebody cite in the comment area the most rock solid scientific evidence. Put it up for scrutiny. None of us distrust science, especially not Joe Rogan. What we distrust is the honesty of our government. That's where we have a problem. So address the correct problem. Don't strawman me. Don't tell me this politician, this knucklehead is insulting Joe Rogan. Ad hominem attacks, insulting Joe Rogan is like this, he's like that. That's completely irrelevant. Joe Rogan has never said that he's a medical expert. He's never given out medical advice at all. This guy is strawmanning Joe Rogan very badly. It's disgusting what he's doing. He's saying Joe Rogan stands here, which is not true. Joe Rogan's stance is not at all how it was depicted by this politician at all. Joe Rogan asked one of his guests, why would you take the vaccine? You're young, you're healthy, you're out of the demographic of people who are suffering from COVID. Your demographic, by and large, is not harmed by COVID. Yet you put this foreign substance in your body. You don't know what it's going to do to you. So you're taking, there's two evils on the table. Which one is the greater evil? That's all he was measuring. Now, look, I am double vaccinated. I broke through the pressure because I travel often, and every time I travel, I was getting quarantined both ways, and it was so impossible. I mean, this last year, I've been probably quarantined 20 weeks out of the year. Think about how much that is. 20 weeks out of the year, I've been quarantined. Probably a little bit more. It's insane the amount of quarantine I've been going through. So I'm like, look, just give me the vaccine. I can't take any more quarantine. You guys are driving me crazy. That's why I snapped. I broke. I succumbed to the peer pressure, but I'm not going to be vaccinating my children. And I want knuckleheads like this guy on the internet to shut their mouth about me vaccinating my children. I know he didn't talk about children, but my government now wants me to vaccinate my children. And I am refusing because my children are in the demographic that is 0.0. They're in the demographic where COVID kills 0.0 of the 19 and younger, the population that's 19 and younger. My children are not obese. They're not pre-existing condition. And of course, they're 19 and younger. They're younger than 19 years old. Stop trying to twist our arms to take this vaccine. You want the vaccine? Take the vaccine. Now the government here in Quebec is not allowing me to take my kids out. My kids cannot go play soccer. They cannot go swim. They cannot do 1,001 things. Yet they want to make my children wear masks. Now, if you're not vaccinated, oh, you got to wear a mask all day. How do you know the long-term effects of wearing masks 8 hours a day? Does anybody have a study on that? Is there a double-blind study on wearing masks 8 hours a day? They don't know. Here in Quebec, the disgusting thing about here in Quebec is they're refusing to debate openly, publicly, the measures that they're using to fight COVID-19. They've refused a public debate several times. This is why I'm very angry. If scientists would publicly debate, and it made sense to the Canadian public, because the Canadian public is a high IQ population, we can understand your arguments. Okay, we're not knuckleheads sitting here. We're highly educated people. We are asking you, debate it publicly, make sense to us. We all love science. We all want to join in the scientific consensus here. It's a distrust in the government. It's not a distrust in science. It's a distrust. Has the government ever lied? Didn't Fauci say masks are useless? And then he took it back. He said masks are mandatory. And then when we asked him why, they asked him, why did you say masks were useless? He said, well, we didn't have the scientific proof back then, and we needed masks for our medical community. Now, is that a noble lie or not? That's not what I want to discuss. All I want to know is, do they ever lie? They do lie. He admitted, look, I told you guys you don't need it because I needed them for my staff, for my people, for the medical community. I was scared you guys would jump on them and they wouldn't have some for the medical community. Maybe it is a noble lie, maybe it's not. But I know now, we know for a fact that they lie. They don't have this hardcore principle where we're always going to tell the truth. No, they definitely don't operate that way. Whether that's right or wrong, that's a debate for another day. All I know is that sometimes they put their interests ahead of ours, and that's human nature. Now, I've taken the vaccine. I had my arm twisted. I took the vaccine. I don't think the vaccine is going to kill me, even though I did have some severe side effects, which maybe I'll touch on later. I had some severe heart palpitations, very alarming. I had some heart palpitations in the middle of the night. My heart was beating out of my chest and it was making a sound I never heard it make before. And my wife turned around and said, what's that noise? I'm like, it's my heart beating against the mattress. It's insane. It's like I'm making a loud audible noise. 5 days later, somebody, because I mentioned it to my friends and family, 5 days later, I get an article emailed to me. If you got a Pfizer shot and you have heart palpitations, go see your doctor immediately. I was like, what? They told me this is safe. They told me this is bulletproof. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. You're so safe. And now they want to do this to my children? Never going to happen. I refuse to vaccinate my children. They're turning my children into germophobes. They don't know the long-term effects of treating my children this way. My kids go to school. They have to wear a mask 8 hours a day. And they're being told that there's a virus out there. None of my children have been exposed to coronavirus. I had coronavirus in December. My wife had it. My house was shut down for over a month. There was no schools during the Christmas break. My kids got the coronavirus for certain. They were living with two parents who had coronavirus. They didn't have a single symptom, not a runny nose, nothing. Now, I understand there are many unknowns. We don't know what's going to happen to me. Coronavirus I had in December. Maybe there's a long-term effect. We don't know. Time will tell. But we also don't know what this vaccine does in the long run. If anybody has a study, please put it in the comment section. Let's scrutinize it. We're not dummies out here. We're an intelligent population, but what I don't want to hear is knuckleheads like this who think they're going to intimidate us into taking the vaccine. Guys like this, if I put Joe Rogan in a room with this guy, okay, let me tell you something. This man would change his tone. He would change his tone. You know why he would change his tone? Because Joe Rogan would probably get up out of his chair and slap him. Okay, this guy's talking like a tough guy on the internet. I hate this kind of bullying. This is cyberbullying. How dare you talk like this? Who the hell are you to come here and tell us that just take the damn vaccine? What kind of stupidity? That's stupidity. Bullying someone, bandwagging someone. This is a bandwagon fallacy. You're just trying to use peer pressure. He didn't cite one study. He didn't cite one medical expert's opinion. None. Let's hear what else he has to say.
Fortunately, that approach does not spark ratings and controversy. And don't be fooled. That's exactly what this is about. You know, Joe Rogan needs to be different to keep up with his brand. And don't get me...
He's saying, oh, Joe Rogan is just being, you know, he's denying the vaccine works or whatnot. Just because he wants to be hip, he wants to be popular online. This is not true at all. This is not true at all. This is not Joe's position. Joe's position is saying, look, Joe's got all sorts of science experts on his show. He'll get fact-checked every 2 seconds, okay? He's very careful how he speaks. This is a straw man argument. This guy here, this politician here, he's just completely misrepresenting Joe's position. It's disgusting. I'm not going to explain it. You guys understand Joe never said a single word like this, okay? This guy's just being a, I don't know, he's just being a goofball. He's just a meathead. This guy strikes me as a big meathead.
Wrong. I appreciate authenticity. I mean, I'm Richard Ojeda, and I would like to think that I'm probably one of the most authentic people out there. I know what it...
This is virtue signaling. Guys, I'm the most authentic guy. Joe's putting up an act because he wants ratings. He wants his $100 million. And me, I like to think I'm the most authentic. Let us scrutinize you. We'll tell you if you're authentic. You don't need to tell us if you're authentic. We'll scrutinize you. You give us your sources and we'll scrutinize you. We'll cross-examine you and then we'll decide if you're authentic. The argument isn't that we don't want to take the vaccine because we don't trust the science. We don't want to take the vaccine because we don't trust our politicians. We don't trust their studies because we want independent studies. We want double-blind studies. We want scientific proof that's outside of your hands. We don't want you guys to massage and manipulate the data to get us to take a vaccine. We don't know. We don't know. And when I say we, everybody, no, there's no study. There's no long-term study, like I mentioned earlier. Another problem of mine is, why don't they lift the patent? Somebody explain that to me. Why don't they lift the patent if Pfizer has a patent? Lift it. Let the whole world get the vaccine. Let the whole world. India is one of the top vaccine production, one of the top producers of vaccines in the world. Why can't they make the vaccine, spread it around the world, lift the patent, force them to lift the patent, lift that patent, and let the whole world get vaccinated? And COVID should die overnight, hopefully. Why is there a limited supply of vaccination? We had to wait in line. Canada had to wait in line. Other countries, third world countries, are waiting in line to get vaccinated. Why don't they lift the patent? That's another interesting question. Maybe there is a good answer that I'm not aware of. If you have the answer, please link it in the comment section. I'm very curious. Because I heard Fauci answer this question and he said, oh, the reason why we don't lift the patent, I'm all for whatever gets the vaccine in most arms. But the problem with lifting the patent, he said, is they won't, by the time they get the technology, we'll have done it all. It was along those lines. Okay, I'm paraphrasing. A lot of people called BS on what he said. A lot of people came around and said, that's not true. That makes no sense. People can produce the vaccine very quickly. Pardon me. So, That's if somebody has a good answer to that, I would love to see it. Let's see what else this guy has to say.
It's like to not care what other people think and to want to be yourself. But I would never endanger other people's lives in exchange for my ego. And that's exactly what Joe Rogan is doing right now. He doesn't believe in the crap that's coming out of his mouth about vaccines, about government control, or whatever else he is spewing. He is a very intelligent man. And
this guy's an ignoramus, I gotta tell you. Has the government ever lied to us? Has the government ever manipulated the population throughout history? I'm not talking about the US government. Do governments ever manipulate the population with lies? If you know even just a little bit about history, that's a resounding yes. That is a resounding yes. The government has lied to its populations. Governments throughout history. I don't want to zone in on one. I'm not picking on any particular government. Governments lie. Governments control large populations. They manipulate us. Just the Fauci mask issue fiasco, his emails leaked saying, oh, masks don't work. Pharmacy masks don't work. And he said that after he made them mandatory. First he said they don't work. Then he says you have to have them. They're essential. And then he said in an email, no, they don't really work. They don't do much. Maybe there's a good answer. Maybe there's a good explanation for all that. But we know for a fact governments lie. Again, none of us here are questioning the science. We're questioning our government. Here in Quebec, the government is making it mandatory for us to be vaccinated and show proof of vaccination. Show paperwork. Guys, if you know your history, you know that's not a pretty word. Show us your papers. They want us to show papers. Proof that we're vaccinated if we want to be part of society. You can't go anywhere public now in Quebec. And that includes the TriStar Gym, which is very sad. I'm very disappointed in this. Even though I am vaccinated, I'm speaking as a vaccinated person. It's my personal opinion, not my medical opinion, I'm definitely not a medical expert, but in my opinion, I would not have taken the shot if they didn't twist my arm. I've had COVID. I wouldn't have known it's anything special unless the media, if the media wasn't bombarding me with COVID stories, I wouldn't know COVID exists. I walk around, I see everybody. I had a cold in December. That's all I know. I had a cold in December. Now I understand there are people who are truly suffering from COVID and my heart goes out to them. And I understand people are dying from COVID. I understand that, but they're in a different demographic than I am. I'm being isolated like an elderly man who's obese and has pre-existing condition. I lost 2 years of my life. I've been losing 2 years of my life. They told me it was going to be a 2-week quarantine here in Quebec. And here we are nearly 2 years later, and they still want to limit our access, our ability to live. Now they want to inject my children. They want to give my children a vaccine. I'm refusing. And I hope that you all will resist cyberbullying like this knucklehead on the internet. Raising his voice, yelling and screaming, calling people names. That's not the right way to go about it. That's not the correct way to go about it. Cite your study, prove us wrong, be intellectual about it. And you know what? We're happy to change our minds. If somebody proves me wrong, guys, I'm more than happy to change my mind. I've taken the vaccine, but not because I was scared of coronavirus at all. Guys, I'm telling you, if I get coronavirus, I'm not going to be nervous about it at all. At all. I'm not worried about coronavirus. I've read the statistics and I'm outside the demographic. Now, is it impossible that it kills me? No, it's not impossible that it kills me. I get it. You don't have to beat this point home. I totally agree. I stay away from the elderly. I haven't visited I now started visiting my parents because they're vaccinated, but I used to go to my parents' house before coronavirus. I used to go to my parents' house at least 3 times a week, bring my kids. For a year and a half, I didn't visit my parents for nearly a year and a half. Now I'm starting to visit them again because they are vaccinated. I'm vaccinated and I'm grateful that they're vaccinated because they're in that demographic of people in danger. Now I understand there could be things that change in the future, variants, etc. Then we revisit whether we should get vaccinated or not. But trying to force people to get vaccinated, trying to bully people to get vaccinated, now pressuring our children to get vaccinated when we don't have proof of what happens in the long run to our children. And guys, I say this as somebody who's a huge believer in vaccines. I understand vaccines change the world. I understand it. I get it. Vaccines are a good thing. By and large, they're a great thing. However, the way the government's been behaving, it scares me. Why do they want me to get vaccinated so bad? Show us a good... But at the same time, they want us to get vaccinated so bad, but they're so adamant about not debating the issues publicly. Here in Quebec, I don't want to speak for all governments. Our government is refusing to debate publicly. Here in Quebec, they're refusing to debate publicly about how they're handling coronavirus. Guys, that's what I have to say. Please stop the cyberbullying. Whether you want to get vaccinated or not, that's up to you. I'm not a medical expert. Talk to your doctor. Find your doctor you trust. Study this yourself. Figure out whether it's worth the risk for yourself. You're your final authority. You're the one who decides whether you get injected with this vaccine or not. It's up to you. Personal responsibility is extremely important. Do what it takes to keep your health. Health is number one. Take care of your health. Talk to your trusted doctors. I've spoken to my trusted doctors. They told me some of the doctors I train with, and they tell me, look, it's all over exaggerated. A guy like you gets corona, you won't have to worry about it. That's what my doctors tell me. And I trust them. They're good friends of mine. If you get it, you probably, you'll be sick for a few days, you'll bounce back. Why the hell would I put something alien in my arm? Why? That's my question. So, guys, with that said, here in Quebec, it's getting ugly. It's getting really ugly. They want to force us to get the vaccine so we could live normally. I personally don't agree. And I've given my reasons why. I wish you all the best. I wish you all, vaccinated people and unvaccinated people, good health. I don't wish coronavirus on anybody, and everybody who's suffering out there from coronavirus, my heart goes out to you. And I hope you recover and heal quickly. I hope I didn't offend those who are suffering from corona. I don't want to belittle corona whatsoever. I understand it's a serious disease for a certain demographic. That's how I see it. If I'm wrong, link me in the description. Show me a source of why I'm wrong, and I'll be more than happy to agree with you. But give me a valid source. Don't just yell at me like this, knucklehead. This guy, out of line, not helping the situation whatsoever. Guys, I thank you all for tuning in, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Thank you.